Pam Friedman is a mixed media and sustainability art innovator. I think if you have been lucky enough, you've probably been to the odd corporate office or two where you've walked past the most incredible installations, for want of a better word. Sometimes they look like sculptures. And if you look more closely, they're actually made out of empty Nespresso canisters or containers or whatever it is that you call those little Nescafe things that you throw away. And Pam, you make artwork out of those Nespresso containers.
I do.
Pretty amazing. So let's talk about art. Let's talk about sustainability and what it is that you do exactly and why.
So I've always been passionate about women. So my paintings, my drawings, my creations are always about women. I feel like our feminine power sustains this world. So creating these magical pieces are about our matriarchs, the four matriarchs plus Queen Esther and Ruth, and then of course our South African or African heroines. Using a different medium like the capsules actually came from a dream that I had of a mural.
Yeah.
And then played around and stalked Nespresso and they came on board, literally stalked them. And we developed this amazing partnership, and they themselves actually, even in their farming communities, do a lot of women empowerment. So a lot of their staff, a lot of their farming communities made up of women. So they really have this unbelievable, sustainable culture, as well as a culture that, you know, goes beyond into our South African and worldwide. You know.
I suppose it's pretty admirable of them to do that and to invest in sustainability and reuse and recycling, because boy, oh boy, those capsules are certainly, certainly pollutive. I mean, they are not making the earth a better way. I love the fact you're taking something that is so bad for the earth and turning it into something so positive and, you know, so beautiful. Talk to me about this matriarchs project itself, though. I know very little about it.
So I'm a convert. I come from Portuguese Argentinian parents, and at the age of 17 I decided, well, I'd been part of the Jewish community and just felt in my soul that I needed, that this was where I needed to be. And I surrounded myself with these amazing women who taught me so much about the history and the legacy and where we come from as you know, Jews, and the power of Tzinua and being, you know, part of this world and making everything so spiritual. And so I do a lot of learning, and I'm so inspired by our matriarchs every day. And I try and impart that in a way in my own, with my own family. I'm lucky enough to have a daughter amongst three sons. So that also has inspired me even more to learn about how we behave, how we live life according to how we've been taught by our matriarchs. So they're like a big, deep, meaningful part of my everyday. So starting this whole creation with the Nespresso pods,
yeah,
it's taken me 2 years to get the exhibition together. It only felt right to start with the matriarchs, like the right from
the
beginning.
That's quite incredible. It really, really, really is. You know, I'm kind of feeling really bad because this is my culture. I was born into it. And maybe because of that, I take it for granted.
It's a privilege.
And maybe because of that, I really don't know 100% what you're talking about, because I haven't gone into it in the depth that you clearly have. So the matriarchs guide your daily life as you live it now.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's in our davening every day. It's in Eishes Chayil on a Friday night. It's in every day, you know, between men and women, what we say, what we pray, how we live. It's every day.
I'm going to ask you an unfair question now, because I know where you're coming from, and maybe this isn't really a fair question, but do you not think in the world today that it's actually men who are being somewhat disadvantaged in terms of, if you look at the way men perform at school and in universities, is there not almost a reverse, I don't want to call it a discrimination, but a reverse emphasis happening that could be argued shouldn't be there anymore? And I apologize if it's made you uncomfortable, the question, but I'm just interested.
I'm not sure. I think, well, I don't believe in equality. I believe that we have different roles. And I think that men and women need to find their role and their passion and go with it.
Embrace that accordingly.
And, and you know, not everyone can be an artist. Not everyone can be a radio presenter. Not everyone can be an entrepreneur.
100%.
But you can be who you are in your own space without it being a gender
Absolutely.
War.
No, understood. Talk to me about you personally and the importance of art in your life. Have you always been that person? Were you that kid that just knew you had it?
Yeah, I have always pursued art. I did both art and graphic art for matric. Went into graphic design and marketing. Had a rough first pregnancy, so I gave that up and then decided that I would do it kind of as a side hustle while I raised my kids. And then I gave myself permission to put myself out there once my kids were a little bit older and a little bit more independent.
Sure.
And with their love and support, I've been able to make this dream a huge reality.
I sit in front of somebody like you and I'm really quite in awe, because you're talking to somebody who cannot draw a stick man. And I'm not exaggerating. I really mean it. I just am so in awe of somebody who's just got that ability and can put it on paper and internalize the beauty and then externalize it again. It must be such a therapeutic, beautiful process.
So I can't interview. I'm totally nervous and I would never be able to do what you do. So I'm
different strokes for different folks.
That's
what you're telling me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, interesting. But maybe that's what makes the world an interesting place. Yeah. We do all have our place. Getting back to those Nespresso capsules, because I can actually see them in my mind, the different, I mean, they're very colorful. For people who don't know, not everybody drinks the same like me. It would be a very boring purple and black exhibition, my one. But where can one see them? Where are your works? Are they for sale? How does this work?
They are for sale. I will obviously in time have time to do commissions. They're at Candice Berman in Rosebank.
Candice Berman, yep, know it well.
So she's actually amazing. She's woman-owned. She employs women. Very much supports women artists. She does have a few men, but she's very focused on celebrating women.
And it's spunky stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's not stuffy and it's not boring. You go there, there's interesting pieces, they're challenging pieces, and they're pieces that I didn't even know were art. I mean, I really found it an incredible, incredible visit to that gallery. So you'll be there next time. Well, at least your works will.
It'll be up till the 30th of August. It's been up this whole month. Hopefully, I will get another collection together.
Hopefully.
She's amazing. 223 Jans Mats.
Definitely worth a visit. Pam Freeman, thank you so much for popping into the studio. You're my first interview in 4 years. Good to get back in the saddle. That's for an absolute sure. Thank you for making the time to come and see us personally. That's doubly appreciated. And good luck with that second exhibition.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been such a privilege.